Americans are spending less time asleep and more time on the job. That's not pleasant for most people, but it does create some commercial possibilities. Here's Morning Edition Steve Inskeep.
Nancy Kane has been tracking the lives of Americans struggling with longer work hours, the demands of children, the constant ring of the cell phone, and the constant arrival of emails.
We seem to be working harder between home and work, sleeping less, feeling overstressed. We're actually quite tired, and we are feeling the pressures.
Nancy Kane is a professor at the Harvard Business School. She says many companies look at the time crunch and see opportunity.
Managers, employers are trying very hard with all kinds of new technology and new techniques, including structured coffee breaks, yoga breaks at work, acupuncture on the run, to help workers be more productive, to measure that productivity, and to squeeze at the office, in the factory, and at home as much as we can out of every precious second.
Interesting to think that this may be adding to the stress on workers, given that a lot of workers these days are producing products designed to make people's time pass more efficiently.
They certainly are. One of the really interesting things about this sociological and economic phenomena is the business opportunities it's presented and the all kinds of product innovations that we didn't see 25 years ago, from baby joggers to Blackberries to pre-cut lettuce and pre-cut cold cuts and cheese. I mean, my lunchbox didn't have anything like that 25 years ago. So everywhere, these stresses, these changes are presenting new possibilities for entrepreneurs and companies.
It is tempting to think of this trend as something that is uniquely American.
Well, I think parts of it are. I mean, and I think some of them go back in terms of their relationship to America quite a long ways. For example, we've always been concerned with eating and running. We're eating faster and running harder than we were 100 years ago. But when Alexis de Tocqueville came to visit America in the early 19th century, he talked about Americans gulp, gobbling, and going as a way of kind of describing our dining habits. So Americans have always been in a hurry relative to other peoples in many aspects of their lives. What is so interesting about the onset of, I think, capitalism in the information age around the world is how many other people, Europeans, Middle Easterners, Africans, Asians, all around the world are becoming, and lots of surveys show this, ever more conscious of time and of feeling time pressed.
What do we lose from all this?
One of the things we lose, and again, there's a business opportunity that's being exploited here too, is reflection. We also clearly lose civic time, a word that's an old-fashioned word now, but time to be part of a community in an active way. We lose neighborly time. We don't drop in on people because we don't have time for that kind of communal, spontaneous fabric that so defined life before the Industrial Revolution and life all the way into, say, the 1970s. I think finally we're losing time for piddling, time for doing nothing, time to just be and see what comes out of that kind of inactivity, unstimulated time. All of that, I think, adds up to a sense that we are missing something. And so you see all kinds of entrepreneurs offering weekend retreats to find yourself. We're missing all those things, and we're trying, consumers and business people, to find ways to deal with that loss as well.
Nancy Kane is a professor at the Harvard Business School. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
And we'll look forward to talking to you again. And in the meantime, we'll take a moment here to just rest.